Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hopefully on the line right now, I am joined by the metal god himself, Mr. Rob Halford. Are you there, sir?
Hello, Mike. Hello, Boston. What's everybody? What's going on?
It's Rob. Yeah, Rob Halford, the metal god. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us, sir. I appreciate that. I'm a huge fan. And I listened to Celestial a few times in the past week. That is Rob Halford's new Christmas album. You said in another interview, this is the album that will make you the metal Mariah Carey. What exactly does that mean?
That just sounds like the kind of thing I would say. I think what I'm trying to say is I had visions of myself dressed as Mariah does in that video.
Oh,
Lord. Hey, you know, I love to have fun with my music, man. I love to have a great time. And this was a blast making the Celestial album. And I think what I'm hoping is that we get as much traction as Mariah did with that great song, which whenever I go, Alexa, play me some Christmas music, she comes on every single time. It's beautiful, man. Celestial, I had a blast making this record. It's my second venture into the Christmas holiday spirit with my music. And thanks to everybody that's getting into it.
What I love about it is you don't just cover Christmas classics on here. You rearrange them to metalize them. That's what I like to call it. You totally make them into metal songs. And, you know, except for, I have to say, I think it's the first Noel where you kind of do a traditional, which is really beautiful.
Yeah.
But,
a bit of an adventure. Yeah. Always do that.
You totally make them metal. And you said you listened to tons of Christmas music before you made this album. And I was just wondering, what is your favorite classic Christmas song, and what is your favorite rock or pop Christmas song?
Wow, that's a good question. I'm going to go, you know, this is probably going to sound crazy, but if you know the metal god, then this is the way I am with my music. I would go all the way back to people like Sinatra when he did his Christmas album.
Yeah.
I love his voice. Michael Bublé, Michael Feinstein, Robert Streisand, all over the place. I just soak up all different kinds of music. I'm a metal god in my heart, soul, and spirit, but I've always had the blinkers off when it comes to inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So I went everywhere in that respect. And in more recent times, you know, not so recent really, to a great extent, but, you know, the John and Yoko song, George Michael, Lemmy, Run Rudolph Run.
Right, man, right.
Oh, Ronnie James Dio, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, mm-hmm. My buddy Dee from Twisted Sister. You know, we all feed on inspiration in rock and roll, and so those are some of the greats that I was just checking out before I dove into the Celestial world.
Now, you have three originals on here. I, as someone who's never really written a song, I have to think it's challenging to sit down and write a Christmas song, because not only is writing a song challenging, but doing a great Christmas song is challenging. And what do you think goes into a great Christmas song? What are some of the ingredients that have to be there?
You know, it's really that lightning in a bottle thing. The Morning Star tune came to me in the kitchen of my house back in England. I was plunking around the acoustic guitar. I'm still alive as a guitar player, but I put a few chords together. And I've been listening to some of the demos that the guys have done. So that's how that came about. And, you know, you take a simple expression like the Morning Star and its relationship to the beautiful Christmas story. And there's your kind of your touchstone. For me, he's a lyricist. That's all I need. It can be one word. It can be a phrase. So there you go, you know. And then you do have to kind of get the right texture for the melody and just the overall production of the experience. So that's how that one came about. Projected by the Light came to me in the shower. Because I sing in the shower still, like we all do.
Yes. Your best thoughts are in the shower.
I'm fumbling for my iPhone to record it because musicians will probably agree with this. You know, you can suddenly wake up at 3 a.m. with a tune in your mind.
Yeah,
you dreamed, yeah. And you have to grab it and put it down on any devices that you possibly can, you know. But that's the beautiful thing about music, the way you try and grab it and capture it and make something grow out of the very simple beginning.
Well, if we could switch to talking about Judas Priest a little bit. Next year, Judas Priest, I believe, turns 50. Is that correct?
Yeah, 50
yeah.
Celebration.
Yeah, yeah. And then this radio station, WAF, also turns 50 next year. So hopefully we can get together and have a big birthday party.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, you too. You too, sir. Yeah. So there's a big tour planned for the 50th year of Judas Priest. Is that correct?
Yes, Mike. I'll be heading back to the UK for the holidays, see my family and friends, and then we're going to start. The two things happening. We're going to go into writing sessions in the early new year because we're still buzzing from the Firepower record, and we're raring to go and to see what else we can come up with musically through writing. So we've got that planning. And then we go into the big production for the 50th anniversary, which I believe kicks off in Finland in June, I think it is. So, and then that's it then. We're off around the world for the rest of 2020 and some of 2021, celebrating 50 years of Judas Priest.
Now, I know I read that you were going to tour with Ozzy in Europe later next year, and you and Ozzy and Judas Priest have been friends for a while. You're from the same area. There was a story, I think it was either, I don't know if it was from you guys or Ozzy, about you, the Osbournes, inviting Judas Priest over for dinner one night and serving a curry, I believe. I just want to know if that's true, that when you dug into the curry, Ozzy's underwear was in there.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I don't know whether this is kind of, you know, those urban legends.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
That didn't actually happen to me personally, but it came from a very reliable source.
Okay.
And talking of curry sauce, let's face it, if anybody's going to do something as wild and crazy as that, it can only be the Prince of Darkness.
That's right, you know? Man.
So we love him so much, and we're so happy and relieved that he's back on his feet and making this great record, you know,
yeah.
the tracks that have come out. So happy for Ozzy. It's going to be a great tour. And yeah, we are working with Ozzy. We're going to do a UK tour and a European tour towards the end of next year.
All right. Well, Rob Halford, it has been an honor and a pleasure, sir. The metal god Rob Halford, the Christmas album, the latest Christmas album from him is called Celestial. It is excellent. I recommend it to everyone. And hey, before we let you go, good luck getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this time with Judas Priest. And also, please send our best to Mr. Glenn Tipton, too. All right?
Hey, that's very kind of you. Thank you, Mike. I'll pass your wishes on to him. It means the world to him. I'll be seeing him over the holidays. And we love you, WAF. Thank you, Worcester, Boston, Mike, everything you do for Priest, metal, rock and roll. Wish you a very merry metal Christmas and a big heavy metal 2020. We'll
nice.
See you then.
Nice. Thanks, Rob. Merry Christmas, man.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. The metal god, Rob Halford. I'm sweating right now. I am like, I'm just such a huge Judas Priest fan. That was awesome.
You were a little twitchy.
I know.
You're...
I'm like, ooh.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.